This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
Government cover-ups. You want answers?
So does he.
He's Richie Allen.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And now,
live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Richie's with us till 20 after, then I'll continue with your calls. I'm going to get into the preparations for economic collapse that are tied in to this article with Lord Rothschild. I want to, in the next segment, briefly have him talk about Greece, Ireland, other countries being conquered by the bankers, his take on that, where Ukraine's going. Right now with Richie Allen, let's go back to the calls. Matt in Washington, D.C., you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, first point I just wanted to say was I called into NPR, and it was really easy to get on air and make some good, you know, libertarian perspective points. And they actually commented on it for a little while.
Did you get into national NPR or local?
Yeah, it was Diane Rehm's show. It was nationally syndicated.
Well, all of them have huge audiences because it's the only liberal media that actually has audiences. And so that's one of the best things you can do. And the key is just going, when you call in with your voice, that means you're part of the cult. What were you able to say?
I just made the point that nobody knows what the net neutrality bill was, and they were saying that the companies were against it, and I was just challenging that perspective, but we've never seen it, and it sounded like every other case where more bureaucrats get involved and then go and work for the companies they were supposed to oversee.
Well, it must be really bad that they wouldn't testify to Congress and they won't release it. I mean, how obvious is that? What's your take on the pedo rings?
Well, I just think that it goes along with a lot of the human rights issues that's going on, where it's a culture of turning away from domination of a minority or the people who don't have a voice, you know? And I just think that it comes from the fact that people, when they start turning away from the animal domination, the fact that the people eat and consume animals, it makes it a lot easier to turn away from human domination. And I just wanted to get your take on whether or not you think that it gets harder to or it's easier to turn away from things like that when you turn away from
I hear you. I mean, if we're like eating animals and doing all this, then why is it okay, you know, to do that when we claim we care about life? I mean, I get your perspective. Let me talk to Richie Allen and get his take. Richie?
I love the way you dumped that one on me, Alex. I'm a red-blooded.
Yeah, but you're co-hosting with us. That's how these long-form interviews go.
Absolutely right. It's a really interesting point. I'm not going to try and dodge the question. I am a meat eater. I do my absolute best to make sure that the meat I eat is ethically farmed, that animals are properly taken care of. But it's an interesting point, and it's been expressed by people on programs I've presented before, and I do respect that opinion, but I eat white meat and fish, and I will continue to do so.
Well, let me break that down for people. I'm addicted to it, but I don't eat any processed garbage. I eat open-range eggs. I eat the highest quality when I can, so that I don't eat crap chicken full antibiotics. I get the open-range stuff. Tastes better. It's like three times more. But as we buy more and more of it, it's creating a market. I'm seeing prices actually go down as we displace the antibiotic-filled torture cages that these chickens are in. McDonald's has announced they're going to be trying to get healthier chicken with no antibiotics. We see the pressure working. But I don't look down on those that have decided to be vegan. In fact, I respect them. I understand their perspective. Here's the issue. A bunny rabbit or a deer or a cow is a prey animal and has been eaten forever. I don't want to eat elephants or seals or lions or tigers or cats or dogs. They're not prey animals. I don't want to eat people. You don't see cows building starships. You don't see cows creating Beethoven. Now, that said, I have trouble. I've seen it ordered before, suckling pig. I don't like seeing a piglet come out to be eaten. But as long as they're killed humanely and taken care of, that is part of their existence. It's what's done in the natural order. Humans are omnivores. Our guts are built to be omnivores. We're meant to have maybe 10% meat. We do eat too much meat. It's full of crap. It's got a lot of problems. I'd be healthier if I cut way back. I've tried to. but I'm addicted. And but here's another issue. They have major studies. Meat is associated with larger brain CC size, higher IQ, and brain development. We are omnivores that have gone meat-heavy, and it's increased our...
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're talking about corruption in high places and the mindset, the MO of the globalist controllers. We know we're super anti-human, anti-freedom. Richie Allen, syndicated radio host out of the UK, richieallenshow.com is our guest till the end of this segment. I'll continue with calls and get into the Rothschild news, other areas I haven't hit yet, and a bunch of breaking news. NBA launches feminist campaign to lecture men not doing enough housework, as if men somehow are lazy and bad. Again, the war on men accelerates. It's really a war on humanity to divide and conquer. A war on women is a war on men. A war on men is a war on women. And ultimately, children. Richie Allen's our guest. Geopolitically, you wanted to briefly, before we go to calls, get into what's happening in Ukraine, what's the financial conquering of Mario Draghi, where they install the leaders in places like Italy now. Just unprecedented where the banks install a Goldman Sachs Europe head as the president. No election needed.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So you're in Europe. You're dealing with this. You've seen Ireland fight for independence, only to now go under EU domination to be signed on to all this debt that's not yours. What's your take on that?
Well, it's horrendous, Alex. I've said time and time again over the years that every prime minister or every finance minister of a European country who back in the 1990s signed on to the single currency, the euro, every one of them should be in jail for treason for the rest of their lives. Because what they effectively did was sold the sovereignty of all of those countries down the river. And those countries were no longer responsible for their own money supply and were basically being supplied money by central banks, which didn't have any money. I won't waste your time. You've spent so many episodes, so many shows over the years explaining this to people, what it actually means. Those countries were then given money which didn't exist, the principal created, the interest never created, to get those countries up to their absolute necks in debt that could never be paid, and then they've come for the natural resources of our countries. It's unbelievable, Alex. And a recent guest on one of my programs, an Irish guy called Ben Gilroy, terrific activist in Ireland, Ben, he said, Richie, when they talk about the Troika, and for your viewers who don't know what the Troika is, it's the European institutions, it's the European Union, the European Central Bank, and effectively the International Monetary Fund. When they come to your country to demand assets in return for debts that you can't pay, the Troika isn't the European Central Bank, the IMF, and the European Union. It's actually Bechtel and Pepsi and McDonald's and all those corporations that we decry and we complain about on our programs. And Alex, you are 100% right. The ousting of Yanukovych was basically a grab by these same people for Ukraine. That's all it was, plain and simple. I mean, anybody arguing with that needs only know that Ukraine currently has a finance minister. You know who she is, Alex. She's a Chicago woman. She's a woman from Chicago being sent in there, like Varoufakis has been in Greece. They think this guy in Greece is the Messiah. No, he ain't. He went to college in Texas. He's got links to the very banks that we just mentioned.
And notice immediately they sold out and went along with the EU debt deal.
Yeah. That's right. We'll agree to take billions in aid from the European Union. Again, the same old story played out time and time again. Alex, you've had John Perkins on your shows over the years. I mean, come on, he spelled it out, John Perkins, in his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. This has been their modus operandi for years. Swan in there, promised loads of money, growth, jobs, you know, independence, it's all going to work out well for you. But you can never pay that money back because the interest has never been created.
Plus, they create the money out of nothing. Then there's hundreds of conditions. You've got to give the globalists all the money back to their companies. You're not allowed to spend it like you want.
Correct. Worse again, it doesn't get any more corrupt. And then, like what's happened, you mentioned Ireland, Alex. We've given up in recent years to these companies, you know, masquerading as a Troika. We've given up our forestry, Alex. We've given up the little bit of natural fuel reserve we have. We've given up our water. It's unbelievable. These are things that can never be taken back. And it's just a grab. And you mentioned, again, I, you know, often take my lead from you and what you do. You're talking about the TTIP free trade agreement, and all these agreements are supposed to bring everything up, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. It's going to be great for all the poorer countries in the world. It isn't, Alex. It's just going to get those countries deeper and deeper into the pockets of the cabal and of those corporations. It's theft in broad daylight is what it is. And I mean, how many times have you said it this week on InfoWars, last week? You know, 500 people or 150 people in the world owning more than half of the world's assets. Alex, come on, you know. How much longer are people going to take this?
Exactly. They're always saying it's the 1%. It's actually a couple hundred people have half the world's wealth. And it's those very ultra-rich that want to get rid of the middle class. I mean, even 2 years ago, Rolling Stone had the headline, Matt Taibbi, everything is rigged, the biggest price-fixing scandal ever. We now know the interest rates are rigged. We now know the stock market's rigged. This is all admitted. That's what's so crazy. Since I first got on air 20 years ago and others did, back then they wouldn't admit all this. Now it's just all admitted. Is that a victory? Or are they just trying to normalize it all and say, okay, you're going to expose us? How about we just put all the dirty laundry out? Good luck digging through the mountain that we just dumped on your head.
Alex, you know what must be very frustrating for guys like you and David Icke and Jim Mars? And you've always been the three that I've gone to over the years. You've now, I think, succeeded in educating massive amounts of people about what's going on. Of course, the next step is to get them to do something about it. I think you're winning the information war. You're winning the info war. But what are they going to do? It's what people are going to do with that information. That's the next big challenge.
Well,
are they going to sit on their bums and do nothing about it? Or are they going to do something about it, which is get up, which is march, which is campaign? That's what they got to do now. You've won that war, my friend.
We've won that war together. We are starting to win that war, and I agree. It's about going and talking to your parliament, going and talking to your Congress, going and talking to your local legislature, letting them know, hey, I know the score. Other people do, and that gives them the moral courage to then step up. And then when somebody steps up and doesn't even go all the way but does the right thing, you've got to then back them. Because so many times we get politicians to do the right thing, and then when they get trouble, we turn on them. No, we've got to then back people once we've made them our champions. Let's go to some more calls. Mama in Oregon, thanks for holding here on the air.
Yes, thank God for Richie Allen and Alex Jones.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. What's your point, ma'am?
Yes, all the reports now that are coming out about the pedophilia.
Yes.
We also have to think about the unreported. Okay? Just like you said, you had trouble believing all of this in the beginning, but there's so much that's going unreported. And then if it is, it's destroyed. You know, they're destroying the family and our future. The pedophilia is ancient evil on earth, and it's attacking our spirits. It's destroying our future by destroying our children. And we've got to start informing the children who the enemy is, what the evil is, and we've got to warn them, arm them, and support them. And
well, that's a good point, is that they tell parents, don't tell your children about evil, don't tell them about corruption, tell them the government's good. Kids, when they're little, are ready to learn the basic archetypes of good and evil. We need to be warning our children, even though it's scary, and teaching them about the New World Order, teaching them about oppressors, teaching them about abusers. That's, in fact, top psychologists have come out and said the TSA groping of children is pedophile training. God bless you, caller from Oregon, Mama. Comments on that, Richie Allen.
I'm guessing that Mama, like you, Alex, is a parent. I'm not a parent yet. I hope Caroline, that's my fiance, and I hope we have children sometime. It's especially horrible and hurtful thing for parents. I can only imagine it. I've worked with children over the years as a soccer coach. I've got young child relatives. And children are beautiful, you know. And she's right to get upset there. It's very difficult for me not to become upset. When you think about it,
it makes me, well, once you become a parent, you have violent thoughts when you even think about it. And I'm not a violent person, but it's just, when I think about people hurting kids, it's just my instinct is to bash their brains out.
Yeah, I can only imagine, Alex. All I can say to Mama is, look, things are coming out now, you know, because of programs like this, because of programs like mine, because of David. God loved David Icke writing that book in 1998, you know, and taking all the abuse he did for doing that. It's in people's faces now, Mama, and that's the start of that, you know. And I like to think that because even the mainstream have no choice now but to report on it, that might make children who might have been in danger next week and next month, maybe they won't be. I think we're going to get somewhere with this, you know, I really do.
All right, Richie Allen, we're out of time. I know you've got to go. We got Cranky Canadian and others coming up after this break, but we'll have you back again soon. Godspeed. We really appreciate you and knowing there's other great people out there like you.
It was an honor, Alex. Thank you very much for having me on. And like I said, mate, you have inspired thousands of people to do what I've done, which is to get away from the mainstream media where I started into making the programs. You were one of the first to do it, my friend, and I'm absolutely in debt to you. Thank you.
Well, Richie, we appreciate you. There goes Richie Allen. Yeah, he used to host 5-6 years ago. I'd go on a show routinely, a big mainline broadcast radio, and then he started a cable channel and does a bunch of other stuff. But very exciting to see that going on, because that's my main goal, is to inspire other men and women who are just as smart, just as strong, and in some cases more so than I am to fight. I'm just here to defeat the globalist. That's all I want. I mean, they can put a gun to my head right now and say, you know, let us pull the trigger, the New World Order falls. I'd say, pull that trigger. I mean, they don't even wait. Just pull it. And I'm not looking to die. I don't want to die. I never commit suicide. The point is, the allegory is, I'd lay my life down right now, no thought. Throw me in a meat grinder right now that defeats them. But we don't have to kill ourselves to defeat the New World Order. We just got to stand up and say, you know, I'm done. Get past the fear, stand up for basic liberty, basic freedom, and admit how evil the globalists are, and these phantoms will incinerate like vampires at high noon. Call for straight ahead.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
News today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh.
I saw the photograph.
I saw the photograph. blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to Cranky Canadian, Stephen, Zach, AD, and Shauna. I'll go to that group of callers, and then I need to get into the news I haven't covered yet. I've mentioned some of it. I need to detail it. There's so much more breaking. This NBA thing is just it's just another salvo, but it just signifies how naked this is. This should be waking everybody up, not getting them in line to be henpecked. It's just ridiculous. Cranky Canadian, you're on the air. Welcome.
How's it going there, Alex?
I'm good, brother. Talking to you. How may I serve you?
I'm calling in. I have a couple points I want to make. So you've covered, Alan was saying something about Greece there and how that's pretty much been predicted. That's what the
IMF you don't does. Elect leftist governments that then actually default on IMF World Bank stuff. So that was their big mistake. They're really scared of Le Pen, who's actually nationalist, and then she knows what she's doing in France. Le Pen is for real. That's why they're trying to basically ban it.
Gotcha. Okay. I have a comment about these pedophiles that are going crazy. And
go ahead, brother.
Okay. Well, I have a bit of an experience with that. You know, I was unfortunate to get one that was abused as a child. I had 10 girlfriends previous to that, I think before I actually was going to be engaged to her. And so I saw all the symptoms of what that. So if you can't figure out what's going on in your head, you can at least discover what the symptoms, the effects of all that is.
Let me understand what you're saying. You were abused, so then when you had a girlfriend who'd been abused, you know how to recognize it?
No, the girlfriend was abused. I had to deal with it when I was engaged to marry her.
Okay,
I can tell you, it wasn't pleasant.
Yeah, it causes a lot of scars and a lot of mental problems. Yeah,
when you get abused as a child, I got no trust from her whatsoever. I got right before she was born, she didn't want me in the hospital.
You mean before you had a child with her?
The bonding is absolutely not there. Like, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it destroys love and trust. People let them be abused, and that's the globalist plan, is to create people that don't have any bonds. That's why they want to destroy the family. That's why they want to get men and women fighting with each other. It is so wicked. Thanks for the call, Cranky Canadian. Stephen in Florida, still on the subject of the pedophiles being exposed worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. This is one of my hot-button issues. I'm glad you're talking about this again. Alex, I've mentioned this to David Knight before when I called in, when he was posting in your place. There's a guy that single-handedly undermined the moral fabric of this country and, of course, was funded by the Rockefellers back in through the 30s, through the 50s. And there's one
Edward Bernays?
No, Alfred Kinsey.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a woman named Dr. Judith Reisman. If you go to Dr. Judith Reisman, it's reisman.com. And there's another website, kinseysyndrome.com. That three-hour documentary really blows wide open. This guy, Kinsey, was involved with the Nazis. He was funded by the Rockefellers. He had a soundproof lab at Indiana University. This guy got the laws on the books, the whole penal system of the United States against sex crimes changed through Harvard Law School. And this is tied in with the porn industry. And I'm telling you, if you could get Dr. Judith Reisman.
No, they've made movies about him celebrating him on the left, and they have no idea that they realize that once they created this fake sexual liberation, they could get anything done. And if you expand on that into some of the other top psychologists and psychiatrists and the things that they've pushed, it's all towards basically legalizing pedophilia down the road. I'm glad you called in about this.
Yeah.
Are you want to elaborate on it? You want to hold over, Stephen?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, guys, let's pull that up because they made a movie about him. how great he was. And then, oh, it's about fun and women being liberated. No, it's not. We're going to expose the truth when we come back. I'm going to tell you about Dr. Ewing Cameron and the torture command base.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The lonely sea.
The lonely sea.
The lonely sea.
You ought to hear the discussion about the war they're trying to stir up between men and women going on in the control room during the break. Very informative radio. We really should just put a microphone in there. That'll be a more popular channel than this. Go ahead and punch up the screenshot, CJ, of you guys, and they're smiling and laughing. That's right. More and more, we're moving into the main studio out of the old studio. So now we're in here 3 days a week, and by next month, 5 days a week. The Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., will still be produced out of the smaller studio. We have the other studio next door. I'm going to launch some more shows, not just my show, but a couple other daily programs, news programs as well, not just the nightly news. We've got a lot of plans here at InfoWars. And it's all thanks to you,
Alex,
your prayers, your support. What's that, CJ?
I have a quick comment about us being here in the control room. We've gotten some comments that your staff is a bunch of hippies and outdoorsy people. I'm just too busy to shave. It's a hard life working
in. Well, hey, it's okay if you want to have a beard. That's normal.
Yeah.
Plus, you could join ISIS.
Exactly. I call them on the phone that's right next to
Hey, CJ, you
Israel.
Should be on screen, though, whenever you're talking.
I am. I just am too there, far away from the control
there
panel.
There you go. Now
live.
You're on air. Don't you have a mic over at your control area?
It's just to talk to you. This one's to talk to the rest of the world.
Ah, well, let's get you a mic. Let's just have microphones everywhere.
Yeah, then we'll have a feedback loop and the show will crater.
Well, that might be a good thing.
It's my job to make this show sound good.
Maybe Hillary Clinton is God and we should just let her run everything.
She will be the next president.
I want to go to phone calls, but I've got to hit news first or I'll never get to it all, at least part of the news. Let's go ahead and go into these clips that we have here of Hillary. This is White House press briefing. Ed Henry questions, why can't you just once say Secretary Clinton didn't follow those guidelines? Well, look, they're not guidelines. There's federal law that's the Open Records Act. It's very old that major cabinet positions especially have to do everything on record. And it gets into the whole situation with Bilderberg and different laws that are violated when policies being discussed and decided in secret. But we now live in a country where global treaties are secret and FCC power grabs of telecommunications are secret. We're now a week into the telecommunications takeover. It was a week ago. And they won't release it still. It's just epic what they're getting away with. But it's par for the course. So let's go ahead and go to some of these clips. Here's the first one.
So, Josh, if they were held to the same standard, after dozens of questions over 2 days, why can't you just once say Secretary Clinton did not follow that guidance?
Because the guidance that has been given to these individual agencies is to ensure that they are in compliance with the Federal Records Act, which actually indicates that when personal email is used for official government business, it's required for that personal email to be stored, properly maintained, and preserved at the agency. And that, according to President Clinton's team, is exactly what they did.
Sir,
which would
years later. Yeah. Years later, at her home, not preserved by the State Department.
Years. No, again, those records right now.
She had emails using fake names, communicating with people through their fake emails in an organized criminal operation. It's called racketeering. And this is a known criminal. This is Hillary Clinton we're talking about, a known Brian Williams-level liar as well. Let's continue and finish the clip.
Reside at the Department of State so that they can be properly preserved and maintained
in the last few months.
So that they could be used in response to legitimate
after
inquiries from the public and from Congress.
But after you asked for it, years later.
Well, to be clear, it's the Department of State that asked for it, and they asked it not just
but
the Secretary Clinton.
But why should it just be seen as politics and you protecting Secretary Clinton? I mean, why can't you have all these rules and laws? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just say she exercised poor judgment, even if you don't know if she broke the law? This is your guidance that was not followed.
Yeah. Well, Ed, the question
is, because like I'm trying to whitewash here, please tell me
whether or not she was in compliance with the Federal Records Act. And again, it requires that.
All right, that's enough. That little snot nose. He is the ultimate snot nose. I have a quote here by Karl Rove where he told the New York Times, "I don't care what you do, I control reality." Ha ha ha. Quote: "We're an empire now." It's the front page of Infowars.com. We're an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, and you, all of you, will be left to just study that, what we do. Karl Rove. The arrogance of we exist, we live, you sleep, you follow us, we control reality because you go along with us. You, when we say 2 + 2 = 5, you believe it. When we say Obamacare cuts prices when it doesn't, you believe it. When we tell you we're not coming after your guns, you believe it. When we tell you open borders is a great thing, you go along with it. And it's all because we comply with these people. Here's another clip. White House press briefing. Ed Henry questions specifically, did the White House know that Secretary Clinton had her own server? Now, remember, notice the press briefing room used to have like 5 times as many people. They've moved it to a smaller room. You've got to be specifically vetted by the White House now to be in there, and you have to pre-provide your questions. So this is probably staged. You've got to ask, why are they staging it? But here's the clip.
Okay, and specifically, did the White House know that Secretary Clinton had her own server?
I don't know the answer to that. As I mentioned earlier, I think the extent of knowledge about Secretary Clinton's
Did the White House know that you're Eddie Haskell wannabe?
And she used that email address that, as we all now know, was not at state.gov. But that she was emailing White House officials. That's something that I acknowledged from the beginning.
Yeah, they're all involved in it now.
It would be a particular surprise that the Secretary of State is emailing senior White House.
Oh, what a big surprise! The secret
the
email.
The expectation at the White House, as was the case for every other cabinet agency, is that she and her team are in compliance with the Federal Records Act.
So you're acknowledging for 4 years she did not use the State Department account. And
to hide
Major's question. Every senior official here at the White House just deferred and said, that's okay.
Every senior official.
Well, let's stop right there. Because you find in the emails that have been released, she's communicating with other hidden accounts. That's the big issue, is they had a network headline. White House ran network of fake accounts to hide data from public and press. That's your real scandal. Let's go to the next clip here. Here's another one. It's been known and confirmed on Capitol Hill that former EPA chief Lisa Jackson, notice we pointed this out days ago, now it's being pointed out, had a whole other account that she was using the name Richard Windsor. Was Lisa Jackson ever held accountable? Well, yeah, she had to step down. Let's go to the clip.
Not just Secretary Clinton, it's throughout the government. It's been known and confirmed on Capitol Hill that former EPA Chief Lisa Jackson had a whole other account that she was using the name Richard Windsor, to talk to officials and talk to outside groups. Did anyone here at the White House ever challenge that? Was Lisa Jackson ever held accountable, admonished in any way?
But that has nothing to do with the Federal Records Act because
it has to do with maintaining a different email account.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy to get around
under a different name for official business.
But the official business is properly maintained with the EPA at that agency as it's supposed to be.
Under Richard Windsor, it was properly maintained.
Ed, it was preserved at the Department of
under another name of
the EPA.
Under another.
So that individuals, like individuals in Congress, could have access to that information based on legitimate inquiries. That is entirely consistent with the Federal Records Act.
Okay, last on this, in cooperating with Congress, the Benghazi terror attacks were in 2012. And shortly thereafter, as we all know, Republicans started asking for documents. Now we learn that
seven different committees.
Seven different, in fact. Yes.
Yeah, she didn't
all of which
forward.
Found not a single instance of wrongdoing by
Let's stop right there. That lawyer tactic of seven committees. It's like, you hacked your wife open with an axe in front of your neighbors. It was videotaped. By the way, that axe was purchased at Sears and Roebuck. yes, these committees asked for these documents. He's about to say, and you didn't bring them out. You kept them secret, absconding. But so he just goes, seven committees to look smart. Because all he's up there to do is to look pinheaded for a bunch of trendies who think some guy like this is really cool because he looks like an actor from Horrible Bosses or something. I mean, it's all about how they look. It's all about snow-jobbing the public. And I know people know this, but the issue here is this is the Secretary of State with fake email accounts, and he's up here acting like nothing's happened. It is disgusting. I want to go back to your calls, but I said I'd get into this, so I'm going to get into it right now. I already pretty much covered this, but it's on InfoWars.com, a Paul Watson article. NBA, that's the National Basketball Dum Dum Association, launches a feminist campaign to lecture men on not doing enough housework, close quote, men not doing their fair share of daily chores. There's no metric. There's no study. Actually, there are studies showing that men work more hours and actually are bigger breadwinners, and it actually shows. I just remember these. Guys, Google it. There's so many studies showing that men actually do a disproportionate amount of repair work, auto work, carrying the trash out, cooking dinner. I mean, my dad and mom weren't pinheads. They knew families stuck together. They knew that siblings stuck together. They knew that that was what it was all about. But my mom would do the laundry and clean up and stuff and maybe have a maid come once a week or something to help her with deep cleaning. But my dad was the one that fixed the roof and fixed the faucets. And it wasn't like, oh, who's going to cook dinner tonight? My dad would excitedly run in at 6 at night, come home early from work. That was early for him, and go, I went and bought baked potatoes and steaks and salad and Brussels sprouts, I'm going to make dinner tonight. He'd do that maybe once or twice a week. You know, he probably cooked dinner on Saturday night. He cooked dinner on Wednesday night. And it was just never, oh, you're not doing your fair share. Listen, if my dad sat on his butt and watched football, which he did sometimes, my mom would bring him food because she got the fact he was out there dominating in business, taking her on vacations, making her money, taking care of her family when she needed help, because she was in that family. She took the name of Jones. She was in the club, in the gang. She got it. He was hers. She was his. And anyone that tried to get her in between her man was an idiot. Now, that's a woman that knows what she's doing and successful today and happy and doing well. The world's full of women that mess with their men and screw with them all day, and you get to sit around with a bunch of unhappy, divorced women talking crap about men all day. And that's just where the globalists want you, absolutely alone, so nobody's there to stop them from euthanizing you the first time you fall down and hit your head when you're 69 years old. And, I mean, the Super Bowl had not one, not two, not three, but four ads and then Super Bowl announcements about men, be nice to your daughters, be nice to your women, to create some guilt as if men collectively being men, because we got huevos, have done something to women. This is the biggest load of fake guilt malarkey. It's like, I've got white privilege. I'm white. I owe somebody something. I don't owe anybody anything but the truth. I want to see everybody, no matter what color they are, doing well, happy, successful. But I reject the idea that I'm going to follow a lecturing agenda because I'm being lectured. But this is all about, you sit down to watch television in between the anti-gun announcements, ad after ad after ad, that dads don't love their daughters, that dads aren't working hard enough. Let me give you a little newsflash. It's men that go and die in wars. It's men that die on average 6 years younger than women. I saw some statistics where like 75% of the wealth in Texas is in women's hands. Women are 62% of college graduates in the U.S. Women are taking over the dominant executive jobs. And the decline of men are declining, is a signpost on the end of humanity, because if the warrior section of this species is under attack, what does that tell you? The CIA and top globalists, and I'm going back to your calls, Stephen, they openly, Edward Bernays wrote not one, not two, but three books bragging how they created modern feminism to enslave women to the state, to break up families, and to tax women and to wreck them so they could be used up like men. So, women, wed yourself to the state. Tune into all these feminist shows about how the problem in the world's men. The problem is globalist controllers. The problem is the New World Order. The problem is super predator men manipulating you with a script. But now when you tune into the NBA, they're backing a huge feminist public relations campaign. Who says it's feminist? It's the anti-woman feminist campaign headed up by Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg, to lecture men about how they are not doing enough housework or child care, as if that's our problem in the world, as if that's even true, from this witch trying to break up our families and insinuate into the middle of things, of the dumb effers that use Facebook in her boss's own words. These dumb effers don't know we're breaking up their families and we'll get their children. The women won't know we're dividing and conquering and recognize the real enemy. They'll be too busy thinking every problem, including bad weather, was their overworked, brainwashed husband. They'll never come together and raise strong children, and then our program will be complete. Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg. NBA players like LeBron James, and Stephen Curry will deliver the message. Oh, yeah, a big, bloated, narcissistic, arrogant guy that says he's King James. He treats the women so well. LeBron will tell the men to do more. We'll deliver the message in public service announcements aired during NBA games on the major TV networks over the next few months, reports the Associated Press, adding Google will be promoting the cause Thursday on the main page of its heavily trafficked search engine. Let's go to Google right now. Let's see how they're promoting it. I don't even know to tell you guys to do this. Hey, when you ended one evil of segregation with a new evil of paying women not to have men in the house, and the illegitimacy went up from like 11% to 90% or so, and totally enslaved women and broke them down and destroyed men. Is that the same feminism you're talking about? As you now lecture gangbanger, inner city men, I don't care if they're white, Hispanic, or black, with their pants hanging down, tattoos all over them. I'm not criticizing tattoos. I'm saying these people all have tattoos. And just going, give me down the store, give me some McDonald's. And slapping women around, and the women all on MTV are taught to grovel. Oh, it's all the fake peacocking, because, you know, women never had anything and had, like, some sweet little dad that did everything for them. They now think it's really cool to have some guy going around slapping them around, talking to them like that. But they don't tell you about the real evils of what they've done to inner-city communities and turning people basically into automatons. No, no, no. Now they roll with the next phase, so everybody's sitting around watching NBA basketball. Well, LeBron says men are bad. LeBron, I bet LeBron's doing a lot of chores at his $80 million house or whatever it is. I bet when he flies to work in a helicopter, I bet LeBron James is really cares about women. No, he's told by his PR people, you get out there and you do this. And you just, NFL, NBA, everything, men are bad, 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 men are bad. So women sitting there with society collapsing around them start fighting with her husband. Then the cops come, and now the state gets your kids. And now they can give them all those drugs and shoot them up with vaccines till your kid has a convulsion and dies of cardiac arrest. And then Cheryl wins over there at Facebook. She wins because she knows how to pull a eugenics op. Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Babylon system is the vampire. You tell them.
Babylon system is the vampire.
So, sucking the children's blood day by day.
Stuck in the future day by day. Yeah. Is that the Babylon system?
Yeah, they gave this man that quick acting cancer. They could recognize the spirit, they couldn't stop. So they freed his spirit from his body. We know where Bob Marley is. You know, this whole NBA thing is a microcosm, a Rosetta Stone, a prism through which we can see every angle of this. You're there, you've worked all day, you're watching an NBA game, you're being brainwashed, you're making their advertisers money, and they're going to have the NBA in association with Google and in association with Facebook telling men they're lazy and didn't do enough chores for women to create infighting and break up the family. I mean, these people are such sick, meddling haters. Boycott it. Stop watching it. Turn off the game and with your wife go read a book or go to a movie or go to church or go to the library or go help homeless people or something. Just boycott that. How about that? To help your women stop sitting on your butt all day watching sports. Because these are the very people stealing our manhood, making it this extension, this prosthesis of sports, watching other men so you're not in the real field of life. And then now they want to take your manhood fully and turn your wife against you. My God, what are we going to put up with? It's unbelievable how outrageous they are. But Zuckerberg said, spending money around these ads, you're dumb effers. Well, I'm not, Zuckerberg. I see a pile of traitorous anti-human garbage when I see it, you little snot-nosed rat. The ability to prey on people, the ability to know how to manipulate people, does not make you better, you little piece of garbage. The ability to turn people loose and empower humanity and to have scientific development and to build those space colonies, you little rat, and to keep them and maintain the integrity of our species as we develop these technologies to decide judiciously what we want to become. That is strength, you little maggot, not crapping all over everything. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to say this now, and you know it's real. You will never achieve enlightenment, Zuckerberg. You will never achieve immortality. You will never achieve Elysium. You will not achieve anything because your spirit is pointed straight at hell, not straight at God. You are pointed right to the gates of hell where you are going, not because God is even going to send you there, but because you've got a rocket tied to your butt like Wile E. Coyote, and you can't wait till you're in that pit. You can't wait till you're with all the other garbage that's fed on humanity. Your spirit will never transcend. Ever. You are damned to hell forever and cursed. I'm sorry to speak like that, but in my heart, I know I'm right. I don't judge you. In my gut, I know who you are, and I know where you stand. And I'm only stating that the sun rises and sets. So you keep laughing all day, believing you're winning forever. You're scared to death and want to hurt as many people as you can before you get taken down. But you already failed. And all you people are is a test for humanity to make us stronger on this space base before we go to the next level. That's all this planet is. I say space bases, that we already are on a space base. Think about how incredible that is. We're on a space base in the middle of wonder with eternity all around us, 360, just getting ready to go to the next level. And the devil and all of his fallen servants that want to desiccate that will fail and have failed. We're going into overdrive in your calls. Since the foundations of Earth, your destruction was ensured.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.